So the question now is, why do we have so many different Bible translations today? Because if you start comparing them, you will quickly discover that they don't say the same. There are differences. One thing is sure, they cannot all be the preserved word of God. If there are actual differences. I'm not talking about different words for the same thing. I'm talking about differences. Now, before pointing out what the actual word is, the actual word of God is, what Bible is right, I'd like to explain to you why there are so many different Bible translations today. Here's what most people will think, most Christians will think, and they will think, oh, these are just translation differences. That is why we have all these different versions. Some were bad translators, others were good translators. Some had a certain way of translating. And of course, that causes some differences.
But
that is not the primary reason why we have so many different versions. The primary reason is that we have different base texts where these translations are translated from. If you translate from the wrong text, it doesn't matter how good of a translator you are, it always will be wrong. And because most of the differences are in the New Testament, I will focus on this part. For a long time, there was a Greek text, and it's often referred to as the Textus Receptus, or received text. That was a text based on many manuscripts that were put together in one big text.
که به خاطر سالها و سالها و کپی‌های متفاوتی که دیده شده دور هم دیگه جمعش کردن و یک کتاب چاپ
کردن. The reason it was called like that,
دلیلی که به این اسم
روش because it was passed down, it was received from the previous generations.
چون از یه نسل به نسل دیگه داده شده بود. پس نسل در نسل اون کتاب به دست همه رسیده بود.
Yeah, you need to realize that 600 years ago not everybody had a Bible.
که 600 سال پیش همه کتاب مثل این کتاب مقدس
books were expensive to make.
کتاب گرون بوده که داشته باشه.
It was handwritten.
همه دستی می‌نوشتن.
No typewriters.
و پرینتر و دستگاه تایپ نبوده.
Yeah, it was only until the book press was invented that
زمانی که
books can be produced in larger numbers in a short time.
ساخته شد. اون زمان بود که کتاب‌ها در زمان کوتاه به تعداد زیادی چاپ شد.
Yeah, so from the beginning, the word of God was copied. It was translated in different languages.
نویس بوده و با زبان‌های متفاوت ترجمه شده با دست ترجمه
می‌شد. But at a certain point they decided they had to put the original Greek text together again.
و بعد از یه مدتی تصمیم گرفتن که ترجمه کلمه یونانی رو دور هم دیگه جمعش کنن از اون ترجمه‌های قدیمی.
Based on all these manuscripts that were found.
از اون دست‌نویسایی که پیدا کرده بودن رو دور هم جمعش کردن.
Yeah, which then were used to translate Bibles from other languages.
استفاده شد که به زبان‌های متفاوت ترجمه شد که به دست مردم رسیده.
Translations were made from this received text to different languages.
هایی به وجود اومد تو کل دنیا که از این کتاب که در
انگلیش
received text بوده در حقیقت
in Dutch, German, Spanish,
آلمانی, اسپانیایی.
And they would firstly say the exact same thing.
همشون این هم و همشون کپی به زبان‌های متفاوت.
Outside some corrupt Roman Bible.
خارج از کتاب‌های رومی که اضافه کرده بودن.
Yeah, Bibles did not differ. They would say the same thing.
مقدس نبود، همشون یکی می‌گفت. همشون یه چیزی بود.
This all changed in the 1900s.
در سال 1900 همه اینا عوض شد.
When two theologians
دو تا الهیدان
took it upon themselves
خودشون تصمیم گرفتن
to create a new Greek text.
یه کتاب جدید یونانی رو بسازن.
Based on a few other manuscripts.
یه چند تا کتاب کوچیکی که به دست‌نویس پیدا کردن.
And so they're older.
که گفته بودن اینا قدیمی ترن.
Older doesn't mean they're better.
قدیمی تر نشون نمیده که بهتر باشه.
Yeah, if from the beginning people corrupt things.
اگر از قدیم دست برده باشن در کلام، در همون دست برده به دست ما رسیده.
From the beginning you have an old text that is wrong.
قدیمیش هم قد اشتباه.
Yeah, one of those texts was literally found in a waste basket.
یکی از اونها
رو
پیدا کردن تو آشغال پیدا کردن. واقعا تو آشغالی پیدا کردن.
These men were called Westcott and Hart.
And
they took these few manuscripts and created a new text, a new Greek text.
And
they managed to convince people to believe that this was a better
text. Yeah,
obviously not people who read the Bible, who knew about the preservation of God's words.
Yeah,
but this resulted in new translations
based on this
corrupt Greek text.
And
we had an explosion of new Bibles, which didn't say the same thing. And to make matters worse,
the text
that was used to translate the Bible from changed over and over again.
و اون اصل کلامو که جمع کرده بودن و هر سالم عوضش
کردن. Yeah, using different methods of interpretation.
یه متد جدید ازش استفاده کردن برای برداشت.
Using newfound manuscripts.
یه کتابای جدیدی که پیدا کردن و بهش اضافه کردن، عوضش کردن.
Today most people talk about the Nestle-Aland text.
امروز الان اکثرا در مورد تکست نستلی‌آلند
صحبت می‌کنن. Which is kind of a follow-up from the Westcott and Hort text.
که یه در حقیقت کتاب وسترن هالوک بعد از اون نستلی‌آلند اومده.
Which is an ever changing text.
And
I've had friends tell me, oh, but this is the best Greek text.
And
I tell them it's not. It's a corrupt text. Oh, but you don't know Greek. How do you know? Now, first of all, I know it's not I know the original, I know the right one.
میدونم که اصلش چی بوده.
But here's I know for sure this is not the right one.
کجا میدونم این ترجمه این کتابی که دستمونه ورود
The first version of the Nestle-Aland text.
اولین چاپی که از نستلی‌آلند
was produced in 1898.
1898 چاپ شد.
Yeah, we're now a few generations further.
چند تا قرن بعد.
Yeah, and we are at version 28.
الان ورژن 28 شروع شده.
I believe last year or year before I mentioned there will be a 29th version.
و پارسال هم بهتون گفته بودم ورژن 29 همش هم میاد.
We have a time frame now.
الان وقت
because has been announced.
اعلام کردن
in 2024.
در سال 2024.
We have the privilege of having version 29.
ورژن 29
of the Nestle-Aland text.
به دستمون داشته باشیم.
And of course we'll have a version 30 as well.
احتمال زیاد 30 هم دستمون.
Mark my words.
ثابت میکنم بهتون.
If you listen to the sermon in 10 or 15 years, I'm sure we are 30 or 31.
15 سال دیگه اگه موعظه منو تو آنلاین گوش بدین، حتما 31 و 32 هم اومده.
What will happen if this new version again is comes out?
اگه جدید مدل جدیدش بیاد چی میشه؟
It will generate a new set of Bibles again.
یه سری کتابای جدید ترجمه باید بیاد بیرون. یه سری ترجمه جدید.
Versions.
تغییراتی که باید ایجاد شه در کلام.
Yeah, a very popular Bible in English is the NIV.
یکی از کتابای به زبان انگلیسی خیلی معروف NIV.
I call it a non-inspired version.
من گذاشتم non-inspired version یعنی دمیده نشده از خداوند.
And it's on its fourth edition.
چهارمین پرینتش در حقیقت بیرون.
Meaning they have changed the text from the beginning they started to bring this version.
کردن کلام خدا رو
And this happens in English. This has happened in Dutch. It happens in all languages virtually.
همه زبان ها متاسفانه این اتفاق افتاده.
New version after new version.
مدل های جدید و روش های جدید، ورژن جدید.
Because it's built on shifting sand.
چون روی ماسه لغزنده ساخته شده.
It's built on a Greek text that is corrupt and is changing all the time.
و طبق کلامی از یونانی اصلیش هست که خودمون داره تغییر میکنه پس بقیه هم تغییر میکنن.
And it's not getting closer.
نزدیکتر
Now it's corruption after corruption making things worse.
اما دست بردن کلام خداوند داره بدتر و بدترش میکنه که هی مدلای جدید باید باشه که اون اشتباه قبلی رو سرپوشی کنن.
God is upset about this. We know this because of what it says in His Word. The consequences. And we should be upset about
this.
Now, the question comes now, what is the right Bible? How do we know if we have so many different Bibles? Now, here's what most people do. They choose what is easiest to read for them. They will choose the most simple form they can find in their language. Now others will think newer is better.
جدیدش بهتره.
So they just want always the latest.
همیشه جدیدتره رو میخوان.
Yeah, if I find the latest trendy version today, that's the one I need.
چاپ جدید داشته باشم اون برای دارم میخوام.
There are many Christians that switch Bibles every year.
و برای همین خیلی از مسیحا هر سال کتابشون عوض میکنن.
Yeah. 15 It's like an iPhone, yeah.
مثل آیفون میمونه در حقیقت.
Version 20, I don't know where we're at, but...
الان کجاست آیفون 20 رسیدی؟ 14.
So, 15 years ago...
15 سال پیش...
That was me.
من بودم.
Because I was reading several versions through.
منم همه ترجمه ها رو با هم دیگه کنار هم دیگه
می‌خوندم. Yeah, these are Bibles that were given to me.
که در مقدس های مختلف بهم داده بودن و منم این می‌خوندم.
I read the NIV in English.
NIV خوندم انگلیسی.
Then I read the NESB.
بعد NSB خوندم.
Then I read the New King James Version.
بعد King James خوندم.
And finally I finished with the actual Bible, the King James Bible.
King James رو خوندم.
From 1611.
در سال 1611.
And when I read it,
وقتی خوندم 1611,
I had no doubt.
کلام خداست و تغییر
It's created a hunger in me for the word. I knew this was the one. I did the same in Dutch. Yeah, I have a similar list. It started with an NBG,
what's called.
That's one that I grew up with. Then I read the GNB. Then the HSV. And then eventually I ended up with the Statenvertaling from
1637.
Which is the actual Bible in the Dutch language. Now, of course, 15 years ago when I had more knowledge,
15 سال پیش وقتی اطلاعات زیادی داشتم
or I had been part of a sound church
اگر اون موقع هم عضو یک کلیسای محکم
I could have skipped
بودم,
reading all those editions and just
بپرم از این کتاب
directly
که دستم بود
directly go to the right one
من همون اصلیشو میخوندم
Now a Greek text that changes all the time
ترجمه کتاب یونانی که هر روز داره
yeah,
عوض میشه
based on new stuff that is found
به خاطر چیزهای جدیدی که هر روز کشف میشه
it cannot be God's word
نمیتونه کلام خدا باشه
it is impossible
غیر ممکنه کلام خدا باشه
because it violates scripture
چون دقیقاً ضد کلام خداوند داره حرف میزنه
God preserved for every generation
کلام خداوند نگه داشته شده فنانپذیر در همه نسل
ها automatically
پس اتوماتیکوار
all translations that are made from this shifting text this wrong text
تمام
are wrong.
ترجمه هایی رو که از این ترجمه که تغییر میکنه ساخته میشه غلطه
Regardless of the quality of the translators.
مهم نیست که کیفیت مترجم چجوریه.
At best you end up with a perfectly translated corrupt text.
حتی اگه مترجم عالی هم باشه بهترین ترجمه از کتاب غلط رو خواهید داشت.
So I can toss all these Bibles out.
میتونم همه اون کتابا رو بزنم.
Yeah, that are translated from this wrong text.
که از اون اصل اشتباه ترجمه شده.
And what is left?
اون چی که میمونه
Now, the answer is almost nothing.
جوابش اینه که خیلی کم.
In English?
به زبان انگلیسی.
There's really only one logical choice.
فقط یه حق انتخاب داریم.
And that is the King James Bible.
King
James. Yes, the Bible I use.
کتابی است که من ازش
استفاده کردم. Which was translated over 400 years ago.
400
years ago.
بیشتر از 400 سال.
It's a Bible that is used generation after generation. 400.
بیشتر از 400 سال پیش.
That's a Bible that's used generation after generation.
دقیقاً اون ترجمه 400 سال پیش نسل قدیم هم بوده و به دست ما رسیده.
In Dutch? I only have one option left. It's the Statenvertaling, which was made in 1637. Which, by the way, says the exact same as my King James Bible. They're both excellent translations. Now, in Farsi, you don't have a history that long. But you've had a good translation in the past. And it was the old Persian Bible. Was it perfect? No. Yeah, it wasn't compared to the 54 translators of the King James Bible.
در حقیقت اون مترجمی که فارسی رو ترجمه
In English,
کرده بود به اندازه کینگ جیمز مترجم
with unlimited funds.
نبودن و پول زیاد که بتونن
was it good?
اما خوب
Absolutely.
بود کاملا خوب بود
Why?
چرا؟
Because it was translated from the same text
از همون اصل
that was passed down generation from generation
نسل به دست همه رسیده
yeah, the same text that was used to translate the other great Bibles from.
که همون اصلی رو ازش استفاده شد که کتاب‌های مقدس و زبان‌های متفاوت دیگه ترجمه شد.
Why don't we use the old Persian today?
چرا ما امروز از ترجمه فارسی قدیمی استفاده نمی‌کنیم؟
And the reason is because the old Persian version is too difficult for most to read.
قدیمی فارسی برای خیلی درک سخته به خاطر اینکه
مثل کلی لودن. Of changes in language.
به خاطر تغییر زبان فارسی سخت درک کردن زبان فارسی.
I've met Iranians who didn't have any problem reading it.
ایرانی‌هایی رو داشتم که مشکل نداشتن که
لیدم نمی‌کنن. As far as I understand, most
تا اونجایی که می‌دونم,
most Iranians struggle because it's an older version of Farsi.
قدیمی بودن فارسی سختشونه.
So, What do we use?
Now,
we're actually using a language update from that old version for the New Testament, which is this Bible. Yeah, which came out a couple years ago. And they're working on the Old Testament, but it's not available yet.
Yeah,
there's not that many translators working on it, so it goes slow. All the other Persian translations are based on the ever-changing corrupt Greek text. And so they will have the same problems as all the other modern translations have. Yeah, they are corrupted Bibles. Some will say, why can't we use them? Most of it seems to be similar. And that's right. Not every word in them is wrong. The problem is with what is not right. If I give you a glass of juice, and I told you I dropped one drop of poison in it, cyanide. It is mostly juice.
So,
mostly okay.
همش اوکیه.
Yeah, what would you do?
چی کار میکنی؟ میخوری؟
You would not touch that glass.
Yeah?
You would throw it out.
میندازیش دور لیوان آب.
Yeah?
لیوانش آب میبره.
That is what these modern Bibles are.
ترجمه های جدید هم همین جوریه.
And it is more than one drop of cyanide in most of them. And it's getting more year by year. Edition after edition. Version after version. Slowly poisoning you. Slowly rendering the power of God ineffective.
Yeah?
That is why we only use these specific translations and never another one. Now, to close, I want to give you some examples of this.
Yeah,
so you can see that important doctrines are affected by these modern translations. Now you might ask, how do I know what is wrong in the Farsi translation, because I don't read Farsi? That's because I sat down with people who do speak Farsi and compared verses. And what I discovered is that the NMV, which is the most used Persian translation today, is much like the NIV in English. Yeah, which is one of these versions that is based on the wrong, ever-changing Greek text. Now, we can spend the next months just going over differences and problems.
Yeah.
It's not 5 or 10. It's not even hundreds. It's over that. It's thousands. It changes. Yeah. So I'm not going to do that. I will just pick a couple to show you what I'm talking about, so you understand why there's a problem. Yeah. To show you that these Bibles don't say the same thing. Now go to 1 John. Yeah, because several doctrines are affected. And here we have an attack on the Trinity. And I'm not saying you cannot show that the Trinity is the biblical doctrine from other verses. But one of the best verses is actually removed from modern Bible translations. 1 John
5.
And read verses 7 till 8.
What? 1 John 5.
7 till 8. And just. Yeah. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one.
Two translations, yeah?
So first, no. First, the normal one.
I will read the normal one, and then Farid and I
later on.
Later on. Yeah. من ترجمه که استفاده میکنیم رو میخونم بعد بعد
This is what the Bible says.
ترجمه رو دیرتر براتون هزاره نو
میخونم.
و سه هستن که در زمین شهادت میدهند. روح، آب و خون. این سه در یک توافق دارند.
7 and 8.
زیرا در آسمان سه هستند که شهادت می‌دهند: پدر، کلمه و روح القدس، و این هر سه یک هستند. و سه هستند که در زمین شهادت می‌دهند: روح، آب و خون، و این سه در یک توافق دارند.
Now, this is a great verse to show people the Trinity.
که تسلیس رو بخوای بهش نشون بدی.
Yes, I can choose other verses to do that.
برای آیه های دیگه هم میتونم.
But this is the easiest because it's just one verse.
در یه آیه میگه پدر، کلمه و روح القدس.
Verse 7 spells it out.
آیه 7 خلاصه تسلیسه.
The Father, the Word, the Holy Ghost, and these three are one.
God is three in one. این هر سه یک هستن.
Now, let's read the same verses.
همین آیه رو بخونیم.
Yeah, 7 and 8.
7 و 8.
From the NIV.
از کتاب
/ an MV. Yeah, so this is uncorrupted translation. Listen carefully and listen to the difference. 7 and 8, yeah? For there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are in agreement.
زیرا سه هستند که شهادت می‌دهند: روح و آب و خون، و این سه یک هستند.
You see what I've done? They removed basically verse 7 and to make sure it doesn't stand out that much they've spread verse 8 over 7 and 8. Yeah, verse 7 is gone. It's been removed. Yeah, somebody is paying for this in hell. Yeah, because they have taken things away from the word of God. Yeah, this is a great verse to show Muslims because it's short and simple to understand and otherwise they need to go to alternatives.
Yeah.
I can go to John 1:1 and John 1:14. I can go to Genesis. I can compare different scriptures. Yeah, they will teach the same thing. But it takes much more time to explain. Yeah, this is a really good verse to use. Yet it's gone from modern day Bible translations. Now, let's look at another thing, an attack on Jesus. You think this is an important doctrine? Absolutely. Yeah, Jesus is God in the flesh.
That
is called Emmanuel, God with us. Yeah, Jesus is fully God, fully man.
He's
our representative. You know what the great verse is to show that Jesus is God? 1 Timothy 3:16. 1 Timothy 3:16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory.
به یقین راز دینداری عظیم است که خدا در جسد ظاهر شد، در روح تصدیق کرده شد، به فرشتگان دیده شد و به امت‌ها موعظه شد، در دنیا ایمان آورده به جلال بالا برده شد.
God was manifest in the flesh.
خدا در جسد ظاهر شد.
Yeah, and of course we know this is talking about Jesus.
If you've got the context. مسیح صحبت می‌کنه.
Great verse to show that God came to this earth in bodily form.
خدا جسد پوشید با
یه. In the flesh.
Yeah.
Jesus came in the flesh, he died on the cross and rose again. We use this verse going as holy. Yeah, because it's a good verse to use this.
Now,
read the same verse from the NIV and NMV. Yeah, the corrupt version. Beyond all question, the mystery from which true godliness springs is great. He appeared in the flesh, was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached among the nations, was believed on in the world, was taken up in glory.
دیگرین که راز دینداری بس عظیم است. او در جسم ظاهر شد. به واسطه روح تصدیق کردیم. فرشتگان او را دیدند و با اونها موعظه شد. جهانیان به او ایمان آوردند و با جلال بالا برده شد.
Now, what's the big difference?
تفاوتش چیه؟
The word God is gone. God is not mentioned anymore. Now it says he appeared in the flesh. Instead of God was manifest in the flesh. That's not the same.
Yeah,
you cannot call them both the word of God. One of them is wrong. Yeah, we already concluded that NMV and NIV is wrong. Yeah. now it's not in verse anymore. You can use a show that Jesus is God. Now, does this directly lead to heresy?
No,
but the power has been taken out. If you have an NIV or an NIV in your hand, you cannot use this verse anymore to show that Jesus is God.
You
have to go to other scriptures to make some
point. But
this is a great verse to do it with.
اما با یه آیه خلاصه خداوند میتونست در کلامش حقیقتش رو به دیگران نشون
بده. Yeah, so these modern Bible translations attack the Trinity. They attack Jesus deity.
و الوهیت عیسی مسیح رو زیر سلطه برده.
Go to Luke 2. Luke 2 verse 33. Luke 2 verse 33. This is what the Bible says. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him.
و یوسف و مادرش از آن چه درباره او گفته شد تعجب نمودند.
Yeah, so Joseph and his mother, yeah, Jesus's mother.
یوسف و مادر عیسی.
They marveled. And of course, this is a normal, correct statement. This is true. Now read the same verse in the NIV and NIV. The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. So it says the child's father and mother marveled. What is the problem with this? Joseph was not the father of Jesus.
Yeah?
God is the father of Jesus.
You
can see by the Holy Spirit. This is a blatant error.
Yeah?
Most modern Bible translations have this error. Yeah? Including the NIV.
In Farsi.
Attack on salvation.
Yeah?
That's an important doctrine.
Yeah.
According to the new modern Bible translations, they make it something that is hard. Now, is salvation a hard thing? Answer no. Why not? Because it's by faith. It's by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation. What would make it hard? If you had to do all kinds of things. Works. To qualify. To make it into heaven. Thank God that it's easy.
Yeah?
Read Mark 10:24.
Yeah?
From the Bible. And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said unto them, Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God?
Sorry, Mark?
Mark 10:24.
Marcus 10:24. چون شاگردان از سخنان او در حیرت افتادند اما عیسی پاسخ داد بدیشان گفت ای فرزندان چه دشوار است برای آنانی که به ثروت توکل دارند به ملکوت خدا داخل شوند.
Now, is it hard for those who trust in riches to get saved?
آیا سخته برای کسایی که به ثروت توکل دارند نجات پیدا کنند؟
Because rich people are prideful.
چون کسی که ثروت
داره think they need God.
فکر میکنه
they trust in their own ability.
بیشتر از خداونده.
Yeah, and Bible says
قدرت خودش و قدرت
God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble.
خداوند میگه متنفر از مغرورها و فیض رو به فروتنها میده.
It is hard for them that trust the riches.
برای کسایی که به ثروتشون اعتماد میکنن.
Well, and generally it's easy.
معمولا راحته. Yeah?
For by grace you are saved through faith.
Then
not of yourself, it's a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast.
Now,
listen to what the NIV/NMV says. Mark
10:24.
The disciples were amazed at his words, but Jesus said again, Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God.
شاگردان از سخنان او در شگفت شدند. اما عیسی بار دیگر با آنها گفت ای فرزندان راه یافتن به پادشاهی خدا چه دشوار است.
What happened?
چه فرقی کرد؟
The specification is gone.
اون ثروت توکل کردن.
Now it is suddenly hard in general to enter in the kingdom of God. And of course this opens the argument about works. Things you need to do to earn yourself a place in heaven. Works. You need to keep up to not lose your salvation. And that is heresy. Yeah, the NIV and NIV support that.
Yeah,
the King James Version, the TBS Version, they don't.
Yeah,
you see, it really matters
مهمه,
what Bible you have.
کدوم کتاب
it makes a difference. One is right, one is false. Oh, but the NMV is easier to read. Okay, but what is the benefit to you
if what
you're reading that is easy is wrong? And it's not differences about in different language.
Like,
I can find three words that say the same thing. No, it affects doctrine. Verses are missing. Verses are changed. It affects main doctrines of our faith. And it's not a few. There are many. And I lost my NIV that I marked up. I don't know where it is. Because I start to mark the differences, the problems. Yeah, and I did it because I figured out when we didn't have this one that I could figure out what the problems were in the NMV by looking at the NIV. And just from me scratching things, I already had hundreds of remarks. And that's just what I remarked. There are many more. Yeah, I don't know exactly how there are in the NMV. But even if it's one, it's already too much.
Yeah.
I want the perfect word of God.
زیاده.
And there are probably thousands.
Yeah.
There's a reason why we do not use the NMV.
Yeah.
Regardless of how easy everybody thinks it is to read. Now here's another problem. It's a claim that the NMV is easier to read and understand. Now some parts in the Bible are actually difficult to understand. Regardless of the language you're reading it in. It's hard in Greek. It's hard in English. It's hard in Dutch. And it is hard in Farsi. At least if you have a correct translation. Go to 2 Peter 3:16. Where Peter actually acknowledges that some writings are hard to understand. 2 Peter 3:16, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction.
1 Peter 3:16.
Yeah, this is talking about Paul. Peter is talking about Paul here.
2 Peter 3:16.
و همچنین در سایر رساله های خود این چیزها را بیان می نماید که در آنها بعضی چیزهاست که فهمیدن آنها مشکل است و مردمان بی علم و ناپایدار آنها را مثل سایر کتب تحریف می کنند تا به هلاکت خود برسند.
Yeah, if you go first back you will see that this is about Paul. Peter's writing about Paul and he says, hey, some of the things that Paul wrote, they're hard to understand. Yeah, meaning you have to put some effort into it to figure it out. There are gems to find there, but you need to put in the effort. Yeah, it is not simple to understand. Yeah. Now, what do translators do, or some translators do? They do not actually translate word for word. Yeah, they try to figure out what the meaning is. And then they translate the meaning. And when they do not understand it themselves, they simplify it to a point that they understand it. Yeah, they're changing God's words. Yeah, they're writing their own interpretation into it. Dumbing it down. So people can read it easily, but they're not reading God's word anymore. Because it's ruined and changed by the translator.
Yeah.
I want to have what David had. Yeah? The pure word of God. Yeah? I want the word of God that I can trust. Not thinking about did the translator do it right. Yeah? And praise God.
Yeah?
God has kept his promise. That every generation will have his word. We have it. And we should use it. Yeah, we do not have a butter knife.
دقیقاً چاقوی کره‌خوری نداری.
The NIV.
مثل
NIV. Like the NMV.
یا 1009.
I want a two-edged sword, a sharp two-edged sword.
دو طرفه می‌خوام.
Hebrews 4:12. Last we're going to look at. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
زیرا کلام خدا زنده و مختلف و برنده تر است از هر شمشیر بدن و فرو رونده تا جدا کند جان و روح و مفاصل و مغز و سنجشگر افکار و نیت های قلب است.
Now, this is that two-edged
sword. It's
the King James Bible
from
1611 in English. This is the two-edged sword in Farsi.
Yeah,
it's a language update from the old Persian. Yeah, so I hope this helps you to understand why there are so many different translations and why we use specifically the translation we use. Amen.
Amen.